The following is an encore presentation of Distorted View Daily.
Experience the magic of reruns.
I feel it in my fucking cunt.
Feel it in your cunt.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Hey, white man.
Oh, howie.
Laffy Taffy, bitch.
People got me angry here.
I want the dough.
I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Oh, my God.
Fuck yeah, Jagu. Jagu. It's party time, people.
This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Tim Henson. Back to kick off a new week of programs. Got a great show for you. Busy day, new Distorted View. Then at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, got a brand new after show. That's coming at you live at 3 p.m. over there at Ustream. There's a link at distortedview.com. Hopefully you'll join me. Lots of freaks gather in the chat room. Also have a phone number you can call in. You can Skype me. It's a good time. It's fun time. It's usually about an hour long. If you can't make it for the live show, Sideshow Freaks get the replays, right? And the archives and all that shit. Listen, enough of this bullshit. Let's get right into the meat and potatoes of this bitch. I am not fucking around today. Any other day, I'd be happy to fuck around with you. Orally, vaginally, anally, whatever. But today, no fuck. This is a fuck-free zone. Specifically fuckery. I am not standing for any type of fuckery today, and that includes tomfuckery, which is the worst type of fuckery there is, I think. I don't know. All right, what the hell am I talking about? I have some breaking news here. After some investigative research, I have come to the conclusion that Merriam-Webster is racist! Yes, the dictionary, people. Now, one of the things you guys know, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, is that I have a hard time pronouncing words. They don't have to be long words. They could be short words. If it's something I haven't run across, I'm like a first grader trying to sound it out.
Elephant.
Elephant is the word, yes! So a lot of times I'll go on to Merriam-Webster, or MW.com, and, you know, they're the dictionary people, the thesaurus people, the reference people, and you can look up words, you know, it's a dictionary website, you all know what that is, right? You type in a word, it shows you the definition, but it also, for most of the words, provides a little icon that looks like a speaker, and you can click on it, and a computerized voice will tell you how to pronounce the word. Now, most of the time, this works well. But, and I urge you all to do this, I am not making this up. Go to Merriam-Webster's website, type in son of a bitch. You know, son, space, of, space, space, bitch. All separate words. Son of a bitch. And search for it, right? There is a definition, right? Sometimes vulgar. Sometimes used interjectionally to express surprise or disappointment. Like, son of a bitch. All right. Now, there's two audio icons, right? So let's see how Merriam-Webster pronounces son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch, right?
That's son of a bitch.
That's how we all say son of a bitch. Except southern crackers and maybe some black people. Here's how they say it.
Some bitch.
Some bitch. That is not how you pronounce son of a bitch. Some bitch.
Some bitch.
Some bitch.
Some bitch.
Some bitch. That's a black person thing, but it's also a redneck thing, right? Like, I think my dad used to say some bitch. Some bitch. It can either be a black person thing, or if you add a little twang to it, it becomes a southern thing. I just thought that was kind of interesting. They included some bitch in the pronunciation. Speaking of pronunciation, the Zui King English girls are back. You may remember this Japanese television show I've featured on TV. I have a bad case of diarrhea. Yes, they're girls in exercise attire who teach us English phrases. The most famous one is, what do you do if you're in America or in an English-speaking country and you start getting stomach cramps and have to take a shit?
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Oh.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have
all
a
remember
bad case
that, right?
of diarrhea.
How could you forget it? Well, the Zui King English girls are back, and they're feeling better, thank God. Yes, that's pleasant. Lovely golf weather today. Like, if you're just learning English, lovely golf weather today seems rather specific. Shouldn't we get the basics down first? We could have just said, like, lovely day. It doesn't have to be golf. Golf is such a... You know, you're a Japanese tourist and you find yourself on the fairway. Maybe some Japanese businessmen golfing with their American businessmen counterparts.
It's in the middle of the fairway.
What is my bad case of diarrhea? You know, if you accidentally, you know, if you're golfing and you get the shits, you now know how to say diarrhea and in the middle of the fairway. I had diarrhea in the middle of the fairway. It smells like grass and shit.
Would you like something cold to drink? Would you like something cold to drink?
Ah, you get the idea there. There's the Zui King English girls.
I'm afraid I must be going. Afraid I must be going.
All
I'm afraid
is.
I must
Thank
be going.
Thank you. Lovely girls, those Zui King English girls. Moving on, I've got a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. This is Juggalo edition. Here is a young teenager, shirtless, titties exposed, and he is singing Let's Kill the Hater.
Oh, but, okay.
I got my clip. I got my gun.
It's a fake gun, by the way. You can tell because it has that orange, that the big red plastic ring around the barrel.
Let's go find this hater, put a bullet in his fucking head, because he's going to be the one dying, no one else.
I like that he has to quiet his singing down when he gets to the swear word, because his parents are home and probably would not approve. Listen.
Let's go find this hater, put a bullet in his fucking head, cause it's gonna be the one dying, no one else. Every motherfucking member of this crew is gonna be the one living. The hater's the one that's it's gonna die. So let's make it quick.
Shut
Where's
up.
The hitter at? Let's go find him. He's down on the freeway 283. We're going down. We have a gun, a bullet, and it's ready for him. It's going right in his fucking head.
He does have big tits.
He's gonna be the one down on the ground now. He's gonna feel the hot rush in his fucking hand. He's gonna be the one that sees.
He's looking back at his door, making sure his parents aren't coming in.
He's the one that's going to hell. Cause he dissed on us motherfucking juggalos. Us juggalos riders don't fucking play. We say we're gonna kill you, we fucking mean it. Don't even tempt us.
Again, you get the idea. That's quite enough. Thank you. That's from Juggalo Smoker 100 on YouTube. Moving right along. Oh, God. We've got another crazy person on a subway train. No one's talking to you. Shut up. I don't like black people. Shut up. I don't know what she doesn't like, but it's probably black people, right?
Fucking liar. Shut the fuck up.
Actually, I think she's mad at the girl who's sitting down next to her. She's standing up, right? Right by the door, holding onto the pole. And I guess she wanted the woman's seat. Banging on the door.
Fucking move.
Yeah, fucking move. A woman, though, is not giving up her seat. She's Asian. She's the Asian Rosa Parks. No, she's kicking her. Hitting her.
Go take your positive bed, leave her alone. She did nothing to you.
Leave me alone, scumbag.
Get off the fucking tree.
Lazy scumbag.
Hey, now she's getting she's he's climbing on the seat.
None of this is gonna happen.
You can barely hear her, but she's going like, motherfucker. All right, you get the idea. The audio is not that great, so we'll just move on. Hey, have you guys heard about the new horror film coming out? Excuse me. Christian horror film coming out? $10 says it stars Kirk Cameron, right? No, it does not star Kirk Cameron. I have the movie trailer here, but I'm more interested about the plot because the movie is all about the evils of pornography. They've got a Kickstarter fund to complete this film. Oh, I hope it gets made. Here's the director talking about the movie.
Hi, my name is Rich Prater. I'm the director and one of the producers of the feature film Harmless. The story is about a guy who has a box of porn. It tortures his family, it tortures his marriage, it tortures all of his kids, and he has to find a way to defeat it. Harmless is an entertaining film that has humor.
That is amazing. You look like Betty Boop.
Faith. And a whole lot of scary parts.
Isn't supernatural stuff like, don't religious people get all crazy about that? It's witchcraft! It's evil! It's glorifying Satan!
How can we do this film so cheap? Well, we're using DSLR cameras, we're using GoPro cameras, and we're also using camera phones, all in HD.
Yeah, I'm sure that looks fantastic. Let me give you some money for your Kickstarter project so you can make a film using your iPhone. All right, let's hear from one of the stars.
This is a really important movie because I think that it communicates to families not only how quickly a thing like pornography or sexual addiction can affect a family, but how, in particular, it affects women.
All right, the movie is about, like, porn, right? But then when the guy opens the box of porn and starts watching porn, evil comes out, like ghosts and demons and shit, and they haunt the family. That typically doesn't happen when you're just surfing on XTube or something. They're really taking it to an extreme there. Stupid. That's not like Christians to do that. Usually they're so level-headed. All right, later on DVDA, I'll play the movie trailer for you. We'll go through it together and mock and ridicule the stupid. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Sign up right now, get full access to the entire archive of shows. We've done well over 1,500 at this point. You can listen to every single one of those. Plus, the exclusive content doesn't stop there. Every week we do extended shows, like the one I have for you tomorrow. Exclusive programs just for sideshow freaks, like the one on Thursday. Plus videos, all sorts of bonus content. As a matter of fact, every single week now, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm doing like an hour, usually at least an hour, of live video shows that are only available on the sideshow in archive form. So there's an extra 3 hours of content for only $6.99 a month. Or you can sign up for a yearly membership for $66.99. See what I did there? $69. By the way, $66.99 a year, that equals out to about $5.50 or so a month. So it's very inexpensive. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, teenage girls are ridiculous. We've all known it. Now there's a rise of chin plants because it's become the latest must-have for U.S. teens wanting to dazzle on prom night. As if prom night in America wasn't expensive. And it doesn't matter. Girls, just give up your vagina and you'll get a date. You know what I mean? Like, if guys think they might fuck you, they might get a chance to bang you after the last dance, they will take you out. All right, as if prom night in America wasn't expensive enough, chin implants are fast becoming added to teens' party shopping list. There has been a 71% increase in the procedure being carried out in the U.S. in the past year. You know why? Because there's a bunch of fucking fat chicks in America. And that's the easiest way to look less fat, is if you, you know, extrude your chin a bit. If you make it stick out, the fat rolls, the double chin goes away, you see. Because there's more chin there, I'm thinking. I don't know. It's just a theory. There has been a 71% increase in the procedure being carried out in the U.S. in the past year, with many of them being performed on high school girls desperate to look more glamorous than their peers. It doesn't come cheap, though. An implant costs between $3,500 and $7,500, with some girls also splashing out over $10,000 on a dress. You know, if you're spending $10,000 on a dress, $3,500 for a new chin isn't that big of a deal. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons believes that the trend is being fueled by technology such as Skype and smartphones. It's all about the angle you take your photos at. Believe me, I'm a guy. I've got a penis. I know there are just certain angles that make your penis look good. And what is a penis really but a large chin? Same principle applies, right? All right. Overall, more than 20,000 procedures were carried out in the U.S. in 2011. The two most popular options include a mentoplasty, which decreases the size of a chin. Oh, really? I thought the girls wanted bigger chins, more prominent chins, which juts out or is perceived as being too large. And maxillofacial corrective surgery, which actually alters the jaw position. Before surgery, which can take up to 4 hours in some cases, patients are usually given a local anesthetic to numb the area, and a silicone implant is inserted under the chin to give a stronger, more defined jawline. That's what I need. I need a stronger jawline. I just need to lose weight in my fucking face. Actually, I think my jawline's fine. In many cases, the patient can return home the same day with soreness and swelling lasting for around 2 weeks. Commenting on the latest findings, the, some organization for plastic surgeon president, Dr. Malcolm Roth, said the chin and jawline are among the first areas to show signs of aging. People are considering chin augmentation. These girls are fucking 17 years old. People are considering chin augmentation as a way to restore their youthful look, just like a facelift or eyelid surgery. We also know that as more people see themselves on video chat technology, they may notice that their jawline is not as sharp as they want it to be. So, there you go. Your little snowflakes may be asking you for a chin implant for their birthday instead of a new car. Second story we have for you today, a photograph of a naked woman and a swan was taken down after a police officer complained that it appeared to condone bestiality. Okay. The Scream Gallery in Mayfair over there in the UK had exhibited the artwork for a month with no complaints from the public. I've got a picture of it here. It's like there's a naked woman lying down, kind of, and she, like, she's, I don't know, it does kind of look weird. She's naked and she's got her legs up a little, right, and bent at the knee and over the swan. So the leg is over the back of the swan, and then the swan's head is coming up her, like, stomach and sort of, like, kissing her on the mouth, right? So the bird is literally between her legs. It, I mean, I don't know. Who the fuck cares? This is not showing actual penetration, really. Can swans even fuck people? They don't have dicks like that, right? All right. Yes, the work is intended as modern depiction of the Greek myth of Leda and the swan. Did I pronounce that right? But a metropolitan police officer who saw the Derek Santini image from a bus was alarmed. He alerted his colleagues, and two uniformed officers went to the gallery, which is owned by the Rolling Stones guitarist Ronnie Wood's son. Oh, okay. Tyrone. Oh, Tyrone and Jamie, both Ronnie Wood's sons. Jag Mehta, the sales director at the gallery, said she spoke to officers and asked what the problem was. They said the photograph suggested we condone bestiality, which is an arrestable offense, she said. It's crazy! Perhaps the cultural reference were lost on them, as the exhibition was already over. They took down the artwork, which shows the animal ravaging the naked woman. Ravaging is a strong word. They stood there and didn't leave until we took the piece down. Jamie Wood said the work, entitled A Fool for Love, was not meant deliberately to shock or offend. It was due to be taken down anyway to be replaced by another installation. So there you go. And finally today, we got a short story from South Carolina. We don't hear from South Carolina very often. According to police, a woman... It's one of our least fucked up states. Or is it? According to police, a woman was arrested for leaving her baby in a car for close to an hour and a half. But the baby wasn't alone. She left the baby in the car while she went into a pool hall. You know, she's a barfly, looking to get laid. But, you know, a dog was there in the car with her. The dog was protecting the baby. It all makes perfect sense in an alcoholic's mind. Police said the woman left the baby outside of West End Billiards. Officials said the woman told police she left the dog in the car as a means of protection for the baby. She's still in jail. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of Shaw. All right, here we go. A couple voicemails. Real quick, I do want to mention, yes, finally, the Sideshow monthly and yearly price have been increased. Very tiny. I mean, we're talking less, like $2. Everyone told me, you know, when I started the Sideshow, everyone said $10 is what I should charge. But I wanted as many people to sign up as possible and make it as affordable. And when I was talking about increasing the price, again, people said $10. But I don't know. I don't feel like I should do that unless I absolutely need to. And even though I can barely eat, I'm going to just raise the price a couple dollars, and hopefully that'll work out. Something I just had to do. You know, a perfect example, you know, when I started doing this, the Distorted View podcast, I was paying $9 a month in hosting charges. I'm now well over $100 a month on that. So, you know, there's just tons of increases in everything. But thank you guys so much. And those who have signed up already, you are grandfathered into the $5 a month or $50 a year. Just you got to make sure you stay on top of your PayPal account, meaning if your credit card runs out or expires or something, you know, my PayPal will cancel you if there's no money to be had in your account. So, you know, if something fucks up on PayPal because you haven't updated your credit card or anything and you get canceled, when you sign up, you're going to have to sign up for the new price. I can't go back and adjust that now. So just, you know, everyone, I know this is going to cause problems. I shouldn't have. I was paying $5 a month. I've been with you since the beginning. Oh, shit. Tough shit. Look, I'm telling you right now, people. Come on. It is only $6.99, though, so it is still very... It's still the price of a goddamn value meal. Good Christ.
Hey, Tim. This is John.
I'm getting angry with you, and you guys haven't had any problems. You know, it's a preemptive strike.
Hey, Tim. This is John Pittsburgh.
Hello.
I currently live in Meadville, and I blame you. We have, the school I go to has been locked down because of a suspect named Keith Green.
Okay.
From a shooting in Astorville County out in Ohio.
Sorry about that.
I blame you. Bye.
Yeah, not a lot of good things come out of Ashtabula. There are, like, meth labs and nursing homes over there, apparently. Serial killers are coming out of there. And then there's me.
Good afternoon, Tim. My name's Marcus, and I live in Round Rock, Texas.
Good.
I'm calling to tell you that the production quality of the preview video for the DVDA show
sucks.
Was so great that I'm actually going to go ahead and sign up for a yearly membership. And I wanted to let you know, good job there.
Thank you.
And
something that I continue to work on and tweak. You're going to see changes in the video. There's just a lot of stuff. There's just so much to do. You know what I mean? Like, it just takes forever to get anything done because there's just so much to work on. I've got websites to work on now, updating Distorted View to add more features. And then Super Freak Sideshow is going to have way more features as well. And then I've got video elements to do. Look, I'm just one person, for Christ's sake. So everyone just calm down. Again, no one's complaining. He's saying I did a good job, but I feel like it's an attack on me for some reason. I really need to work on that. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it.
Timmy Boo, man.
Good things will continue to happen.
Timmy Boo, man, I love you. Just watched a DVDA live on Wednesday, and it ended like 10 minutes ago, man. And for you freaks that didn't see this shit, he made an old man finger his shitty ass. Like, some random old dude just called in and tried to show us all his dick and stuff. It was fucking crazy, man.
It was crazy.
That's why I love you. That's why I'm a Sideshow member.
You never know what's going to happen on DVDA. That man is now in a mental asylum for reals.
Hey, Mr. Roivis, I heard you talking about the expectant mother parking spaces.
Oh.
You know where a good space for those spaces to be? In front of abortion clinics.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing gets me more upset. That is one of the things that sets me off. Those fucking... this spot is reserved for expecting mothers. Bull fucking shit. It's one thing if you're handicapped. I can understand handicapped spots, kind of. I can understand a few spots. Just because you're handicapped doesn't mean that you should park in those spots. You know what I mean? Like, if you're handicapped and physically disabled and have trouble walking, then I can understand. You know, if you've got a placard because you're, mentally unstable or something, or you know, whatever, then no. It should only be if you have no legs.
Oh my God.
And I say that because I've seen so many people who are totally able, you know, park in these spots and walk and run and frolic to the store. And meanwhile, I'm parking in fucking Siberia. And I have to walk 5 miles to get to the Walmart or whatever. But yeah, those expecting mother spots drive me crazy. You got knocked up yourself, all right? You did this, right? You had a hand in it. Why should you be able to benefit now? Ugh.
Oh my God, the 417.
I just park in those spots. What are they gonna do? They can't arrest you for that, right? There's no law that says there has to be expecting mother spots and, fuck it. I parked there.
Oh, my God. The 4-17-12 show, Tim. This is the window licker, by the way. You played at the very end of the freeside part. I would love the Rape a Rooster by Jason from the Jason Show.
Yeah.
Do you have any more stuff from Jason from the Jason Show? Mm. Has he called in at all lately?
No, he hasn't called in. Last I knew, he wanted to form a partnership. He sent me some YouTube messages of all things, and I don't check my YouTube messages very often. But it was like from last year or a couple of years ago or something. I don't know. He'll resurface again. He gets bored doing his show because no one watches or listens or whatever, and then he goes away, and then he'll come back and start antagonizing me because as soon as I start talking about him, he gets a few viewers, and then when it fades away, he goes away again. It's a circle. It's a circle of life.
It goes. Guilty!
Okay, next. Next!
Hello, Tim. It's Sideshow member Bunny.
Hi,
I'm sitting outside at school on my college campus, and it's really windy here in California right now for some reason. supposed to be sunny, and it's windy and cloudy.
Thank you for the weather update, but go on, yes.
Anyway, enjoying the DVDAs, I'd say. And there's something I have to bring up because it makes me laugh really hard. And I think it might have been brought up.
I do have to mention, I have been watching the DVDAs, and I'm very spastic. Like, I don't know if it's because I'm on camera and I feel like I need to be moving, and you know, but I move around a lot and I talk with my hands and I'm jerking around. There are many times when I just want to say, please, no one isolate. Now I have to say, please don't isolate this video. I used to just say, please don't isolate that audio and use it against me, but now people are saying they're going to be making animated GIFs of me after I specifically told them not to. I'm just waiting for these things to pop up where I look like a complete retard with little captions or something.
Alright, but whatever. Is that, you know, burp in the audio and stuff, so I apologize.
Yeah.
It's really funny to watch you on the DVDAs when you turn your head into the microphone and burp every time, like just automatic.
I drink those fucking Red Bulls.
I think it's really funny and I enjoy saying that, but it's just, it looks like a really big, like, asshole dick move.
That's me, asshole dick.
Woke up today, it was another shitty day. I took a dump into the bowl. Then washed it to touch the feel, the fabric of my life. The touch, the feel of polyester. Only kind of fabric I can fucking afford.
All right. Thank you very much for that little parody
song. Hey, Ryan from Ohio. Congrats, CJ, on not calling yourself the Near Dead anymore. It might just be a small name change, blah, blah, blah. But fuck yeah, dude. I'm glad you're still alive. It's always great to hear you call in.
Yeah, CJ's awesome. And, he beat the odds.
Congrats on, you know, not considering yourself a Near Dead anymore.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
I mean, could you imagine, though, like, the doctors give you 3 months to live or 6 months to live, and then it's, like, 2 years later or something, and you're still going strong? For those three, I would be fucking shitting myself for 3 months, and then after 6 months, I would still be scared, and then after, like, 9 months, I'd be like, okay, well, just fucking get it over already! If I'm gonna die, let's just do it! And then, so, you know, but now it's just like, you know, he's fine. CJ's
hey,
gonna be fine.
Ryan's alive.
The doctors were wrong.
Congrats, CJ, on not calling us Rocket Boy. What the fuck? How old were you when that show was over?
Rocket Boy.
Get Power Porn and didn't even notice?
Wait.
Fuck. You read Rocket Power Porn and didn't even notice? You are retarded.
Yeah, it was that's exactly right. I didn't mention it because I didn't think anyone would know. On Sexastic Tuesday, I read Rocket... What is it? Rocket Power? I didn't watch that as a kid.
Fuck. You read Rocket Power Porn and didn't even notice? You are retarded. She called him Rocket Boy. What the fuck? How old were you when that show was on? Fuck, dude.
What the fuck is Rocket Power? I have to look into that because I really don't remember that. I don't know. I'm 31. I don't know when that cartoon aired or whatever, but yeah, there you go. Rocket Power Porn on on Sextastic Tuesday. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our website. Voicemail out for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, it's no God.
Some bitch.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Very important. DVDA today at 3 p.m. Eastern. Otherwise, I'll see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday podcast. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! Fuck! Just like John Bon Jovi did, I'm rocking the suburbs. He said that he was talented. I'm rocking the suburbs. I take the checks and face the facts. It's a producer with computer.
His brains against the goddamn